heavy, even when you're praying at your best. The wicked will remain with no rest. Heavy, 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 even when you're playing at your best. The wicked will remain with no rest.
We get together like Memorex and tape decks. We get together like safe sex and latex. We get together, it don't matter what the weather. I get busy in the summer, I get busy on the syntax. Know my style, wicked, wild. People fear the most when they do not know the how. Survival, complacent, ramifications. I'm no doctor, dude, I got no patience. Heavy. You get to try, try, try. We can all ask high. Everybody loves the sunshine. Everybody knows the rain sometimes. You got to try, try, try. We can all ask high. Everybody loves the sunshine. Everybody knows the rain sometimes. Rain sometimes. Rain sometimes.
Check, check, check. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
Woo. Hello, is there anybody out there? Been to hell and back, now I don't care. Goodbye, goodbye, so long. Kiss my ass, I'm gone, I'm gone. Hello, is there anybody out there? I don't know, no, 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 I don't care. Goodbye, goodbye, so long. One last look, I'm gone.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, I like to rock the boat. From side to side, open wide, bouncing every note. Don't mean to glow, get caught up in your throat. That's in my antidote, makes me wanna flow. So sit back, kick back, and relax. I know you're burning and I feel your tags. This modern life, you got us acting funny, right? They working hard, but still money's tight. Shit don't seem
okay, we're on air right now. Good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you on the headphones. Hello. Are you there, Grand Analog?
Hello.
Oh, you're coming through. Yeah, I can hear you.
Nice.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So yes, we just played the outro there. The end of the show has just aired.
Nice. That's what I love about college radio.
It's yes, just, we get it done. We get it done.
You just get it done. You just do your thing, and it's good old entertainment out there for everyone listening.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you very much for bearing with me and, you know, sitting through all these, you know, technical things. But yeah, it was great fun to play some of your music out in Vancouver. And where are you right now?
I'm in Toronto right now, and we're going to do our CD release party 1 week today in Toronto, and then we're going to go over to Winnipeg, my hometown.
Perfect.
And do it over there, and then plan the West Coast.
Oh, yes. We can't wait to see you out here.
Yeah, can't wait to get there. I love the West Coast. Can't wait to get there.
Vance,
so definitely keep an eye out for the Grand Analog Project. We're finally back out and running. It's been a few years, so we're happy to be back out again.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for your time and calling in while you were, you know, out there on tour doing your thing. It's amazing.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon and take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Much love.
Yeah. CITR.
I came up in this game real quick, I hit the ground running, packed up the venue so fast, y'all felt the crowd coming, create an earthquake with the bass, we got the sound thumping, pounding, bumping, oh, look around, we got the crowd jumping, this shit, that shit, sound like something wannabes be fronting, they got nothing better than B, they rap the same lines over so repetitively, I ain't a competitive MC, but I've been known to shred an MC like cheddar cheese, so go ahead, sit back in your seats, sit back, yo, and witness the collapse of rap. Y'all in with a dirty flow, but yo, that's just a trap. Don't relax in times of war, or I take a dirt nap. Or a beast on your shit snaps up in the gallery. This life that you live in is a motherfucking fantasy. You spit in fictional fable, fairy tale fallacies. Might think you're a star, but I'm the motherfucking galaxy.
To a world full of fans, I try to speak, but it's only pretend. And I am left in the wake of my life, I can't hide. I'm stuck flowing down in a whirlpool of myself. You know, my life it flows away as I surrender my health.
is a hell of a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work, but so is every other job. Sometimes, you know, you're going, oh my God, Mick Jagger doesn't do this shit. Does Mick Jagger sleep on his amps? You know, because Mick can't afford the sleazy motel just across the street. Or when you're in a parking lot and you're going to the van with your guitar and you almost get beat up by some fucking skinhead with a Morbid Angel t-shirt. I don't think it's happening to Mick Jagger. And it makes you wonder why you do this in the first place. And the reason... Experience Carnival Tour de Force. I used to do a ring.
Of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Guys, with Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Albany Dell, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, a Profumo case, young hippies roaming the streets, raping, looting, and killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Gormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And stick around because we have a cool guest interviews. A lot of cool stuff today. Give us a call here, 822-2487. 822-2487.
Oh, Perhaps I'll relax. Not me, not likely. You'll see, so slightly.
Drifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com. Latin Summerfest is firing up the drums and dance floors on Sunday, August 18th at Trout Lake Park.
Ya está muriendo el día, casi la hora de cenar. Un grupo de aves del norte hacia el sur comienza a volar.
Vancouver's hottest family fun features Tobasco, Nova Soul, Eddie DePont, and Adonis Puentes. For details, go to latinsummerfest.com.
Thank you.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Like I said, we have a special guest and interviews today. First of all, we have Jess Cullen here in the studio. Hey, Jess, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. She has a big keyboard there with an amp, so she's gonna perform some live music here. And we will be talking about the Raw Natural Born Artist, an event that is happening this Friday, is it?
No, Friday the 23rd.
Friday the 23rd at Gossip Nightclub. And so you're going to be performing there, and hosting the event is going to be Robin. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So Robin is a comedian, Robin Hastings, and she's going to be hosting the event. So nice meeting you, Robin. Can you tell us a little bit about...
Nice to meet you, too.
Can you tell us a little bit about your career?
Yeah, I've been a comedian now for about 2 years. We used to have our own podcast that I used to co-host called It's Always Friday Night.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm hosting Raw Vancouver, which is the Canadian launch, so it's very exciting.
Cool. There's going to be, event, there's going to be fashion, makeup artists, photographers, a couple of musicians, people doing accessories, I guess, and there's going to be some pole dancing, too.
That's going to be done by Jess.
Okay. Oh, you're going to be pole dancing, too?
We both are.
I'm going to wait for my MSP to cover first.
And so you're going to be telling jokes in between the event or in between?
Yeah, so I'm going to be hosting. So I have a pretty good intro that people are going to want to see. I can't give you any details because that would spoil the surprise, but it should be very humorous.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a joke or?
Not on air. That would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Are your jokes X-rated or what?
Sometimes they can be rowdy, yes.
Yep. Okay, so it's for adult people. What do you talk about?
I talk about recreational activities,
addiction.
To put it politely.
Okay. Cool. I can imagine.
I don't think you want to.
Okay, so yeah, thank you for giving us a call, Robin. Where can people find your stuff? Do you have anything on YouTube or anything?
Yes, they YouTube my name. They can find me. They can find me on Twitter and Facebook. My website is just being completed now, so I don't want to give that out yet until it's done.
Okay.
But other than just search my name. I'm everywhere basically.
So Robin Hastings.
She's all over everything.
She's what?
She's all over everything.
Okay.
Jess thinks she's a comedian, but she's not.
So you have jokes there online or what?
Do I or does Jess?
No, you. Do you have jokes?
Yeah, I have jokes online. Yeah, you can check them out online.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, thank you for giving us a call here, and good luck in your event.
Thank you. Make sure everyone comes. We're putting this on you.
Yeah, okay.
Tickets don't sell out. It's your fault.
Okay, so I guess we'll have to do another interview.
Get a street team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's on August
23rd.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's the host of the event, August 23rd. Okay, so let's play some more music. No, in the meantime, while you get ready. Yep.
You Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Rifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com.
Come sing me a song. Let the octave belong to the next.
I've been accused of loving you for so long now. What kind of man? What kind of man?
The now folk, the now rock, the now of alternative. Join Evan on Definition Soundwave Thursdays from 1 to 2 right here on CITR for some great music and a little fun.
Back on my head.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show. And yeah, we started the show actually with a band called Sonic Yoi. The song was Om Namah Shivaya. Then we listened to Fontaine with the song Nonsense. And then we listened to Synwave with the song Wizards of Ass. Which one?
Wizards of Ass.
Oh, that's the name of the song. Wizards of Ass.
What band is that?
It's called Synwave. Yeah. We also listened to an African guy, Balake Sissoko, from the city At Peace. It's going to be a little hard to pronounce, but something like Ntomikorogogo. That was the name of the song. And then we listen to Wild Bell, It's Too Late. That's a Dave Sitek remix. And then we listen to an Australian band, actually.
Ooh.
San Cisco, this is what we're listening to in the back. The song is called Beach, and the city is also called San Cisco. Yeah, pretty cool. It's from your country.
On the CD cover is the horse rounding up a cow.
Is what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A horse rounding up a cow on the CD cover. Nice.
Yep.
That looks like my own.
And the other song that we listened were The Vaccines. I Always Knew is the name of the song. The Vaccines. Come of Age is the name of the CD. And I think they're from the USA. So, yeah, you're going to be performing on the 23rd.
Yeah.
So how did you get that gig? That's a cool gig.
My friend Robin is hosting it, and then Jacqueline emailed me and asked if we would be into it. So we were playing Cats Fest at Catalano Festival, and the organizer came and found us there and was just like, can you play this show? And I was definitely into it because their company really stands for supporting up-and-coming artists. There's, mm-hmm. 40, there's 40 or more artists being showcased that night. So we're the only band. And then there's a solo artist as well. And on top of that, they have fashion shows, photography, exhibits. There's painters there. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Hairdressers, hairstylists, a pole dancer, as you heard. Yep.
Yeah, cool.
And I think I read that she recently was in a competition for pole, so that's pretty cool. They're not just showcasing people that expect things to be given to them. Everyone that's showcasing is an emerging artist, hasn't put in a lot of hard work, so it should be a really cool event. And that's on August 23rd at Glossop Nightclub. I think doors open at 8 p.m. and they do sell tickets at the door. They're also available on the Raw Artist website as well. And when you get a ticket, you can select which artist you're supporting. So yeah, if anyone's getting a ticket online, you can put Jess Cullen as the artist you're supporting. But at the end of the day, it all gets pooled anyway, so ticket at the door, ticket under the general admission is fine,
So $15 tickets online.
Yeah, they're $15 beforehand, and then on the night they're
$20 bucks. But it's from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m.,
yeah,
so there's
going to
be like after,
DJ.
Yeah. I think the after party
the
I can make it.
And the dress code's cocktails, so you got to be a little fancy. Not too fancy, but...
Cool.
Yeah, definitely...
Okay, I might make it to the
yeah.
after party.
I think you could sharpen up.
Yeah,
you could
awesome.
Sharpen up
as well,
you got a suit?
Yep. So, yeah, Gossip Nightclub is at the Plaza of Nations. It's been like different nightclubs there. I think there was one time it was The Rage, and I don't know. Changed the name all the
Makes
time.
Sense.
So, yeah, August 23rd. Okay, so you got like this heavy equipment here, so might as well use it, eh?
Big ass piano. It feels like a body in there. I'll play a song for you. This one is not on the album, which I think last time I was in here I'd released an album, and that was the last time I was in here. That's still going really well, and it's still available on iTunes or Bandcamp under Jess Cullen. But this song is not on the album.
It's a new one or what?
Oh yeah, always new stuff. A very emotional human being. Just kidding. Yeah, this song is called Hold My Hand.
We say it's a love, but we don't have a clue Hold my hand, hold my hand, hold my hand. Yeah.
So that's the new song?
Yeah, it's one of them. I actually, I have a YouTube channel I started about 6 weeks ago now. So each Monday I release a new music video. That one was released last week. And the one I released on Monday yesterday was called Gun Song.
Gun Song?
Gun. G, like,
Gun Song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's always got new stuff coming out. It's fun to keep creative and...
Cool. So how do you record the videos? Or somebody record them for you?
I record them through a company I was working with for a little while. And I'm going to be looking at collaborating with artists all over Vancouver just to make videos together. And cool. At least every Monday. I'm going to try not to miss a Monday for a long time.
Okay, I think we have a caller here. Hold on.
I wouldn't have gone to dinner if I knew that you
Okay, so there was a little intermission there. So yeah, we have on the line, we have Jacqueline Vance. She's the Vancouver director of RAW, Natural Born Artist. Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
Hi, Oswaldo. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Yourself?
Bien, bien, gracias. So yeah, excited for that show. Yeah, on August 23rd, we were talking with Robin a little bit ago, and we have Jess here playing some music. She's gonna be performing there. So it looks like a pretty eclectic show. Can you tell us a little bit about the what's gonna happen on at the Gossip Nightclub?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Oswaldo. I'm gladly tell you more about RAW and what we can expect. So obviously, you're going to have a awesome night out if you attend the show. The event promises to deliver a fulfilled evening for any art lover and a great networking platform also for the arts professionals. So we from RAW, we always want to make sure we have a real nice mix of all different kinds of artists, mm-hmm. so that when you attend the event, you always get to see like several live bands, a short movie, exhibiting artists, more than, you know, two dozens, and also catwalk shows. So in our specific case, we have a real great lineup of artists. They're all excellent ones. We have several award-winning ones. And it starts with an award-winning short movie by Charles Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two live bands. It will be Mark Fossen. He's actually just recording his album right now as we speak. And then Jeff Cullen, who is in your studio, she just recorded an album last July, mm-hmm. This July. Then we're going to have runway shows, not only fashion shows, but also we have this one artist, she does crazy masks, Melissa Naspi is her name. So
okay.
I told her to do a fashion show kind of with her crazy masks. Then we have two makeup artists doing a fashion show or a catwalk show. We have an award-winning hairstylist. He was actually BC Stylist of the Year. His name is Jacob Rosenberg. Then amongst the fashion designers, we have Nicole Cuso. She was just at the men's fashion show this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the evening will end with live DJ. We have DJ Midnight Move. We can have an after party until 3 in the morning.
Okay.
So it's something for everybody, really.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds really good. So how are you going to accommodate all this? Do you have like different stages? Is it all going to be in one stage, or how's it going to look like?
That's a good question. So it will be a Gossip Nightclub, which has a capacity of 1,000 people. So we have enough room to do an exhibition in sort of like three different areas. It will be a separate room where we also have a pole dance performance, so all the guys should come there. We have a live tattoo artist there as well, so that will be in one area. In another area, we have artists that will also interact with the guests. For example, Denise from D's Nails, she will be there. And you can line up to have your fingernails done.
Oh, really?
And then we have a jewelry designer who will actually work on a jewelry piece there. So that's more like artists that will entertain with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the main exhibition area and the main club where all the artists will exhibit their artworks. That could be the painter, the photographer, the sculpture maker. We have also people who sell T-shirts, and then the main stage. And the main stage will be with a real catwalk, and all the stage shows will be on one stage. But you can certainly float around. There's lots to see. You can mingle. You can just have a drink at the bar. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounds really good. So these kind of events are done also around the USA and I guess Australia too, and Europe. You're starting doing in Europe as well, or
yeah, that's how it started, and it's actually really interesting. And it started with Heidi Luera being the founder. She herself used to be a fashion designer, didn't have a store where she could actually showcase what she does, so she got together with her artsy friends and just had the idea to pull off this art showcase, right? And one friend was a fashion designer, another one was a filmmaker, a third one played in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got together, did this showcase, invited their artsy friends, and it became a huge success and really just grew organically. So at one point, you know, when you have like 1,500 people attending, you might as well start out properly. So that's what she did. So it started locally in California, and then only in 2011, Heidi decided to go nationwide. And basically within 1 year, we were in over 50 cities throughout the U.S. And only in 2012, we actually started to become internationally with Australia as the first launching country.
Mm-hmm.
There as well. Maybe, you know, it took less than a year to be in over 10 cities. And that's where we're right now. So now we're launching in Canada with Montreal and Vancouver. And Vancouver will actually be the Canadian launch event. Montreal will launch on August 29th.
Uh-huh.
And obviously we have the goal to grow within Canada as well, so that we're in different cities throughout. And Europe, we're starting out in London, but more cities are to follow. So it's really promising. And, you know, with that network, what we really want to achieve is that all the artists participating not only have the chance to showcase in their own city, but get the opportunity to showcase somewhere else. Wherever RAW has a location, you can showcase your artwork. So if you as a Vancouver local artist are interested in showcasing in Montreal or even in, you know, Los Angeles, I can put you in touch with that person and, you know, you get a showcase platform there.
Cool. Yeah, so do you live in Vancouver, or how did you get involved with the project?
I do live in Vancouver, and actually it was really a coincidence. I saw a job ad, and here I am.
Okay.
I myself got hired in June, so it's really a launch, you know, and time pressure thing, but it works out great. I have to say we're all ready. It's all set. The show is booked. In each show, we can book 40 artists. So, and I can proudly say they're not just artists, because what we want to do is really we want to get a platform for the emerging talents and the ones who are really keen on doing a progress in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, truly, honestly think I picked the ones. I mean, their bio speaks for themselves. For example, also Mike Solomon, one of our Vancouver artists, he just got top billing on our main www.rawartist.org website.
Mm-hmm.
We feature over 30 artists, 30,000 artists online. And, you know, when you pull up the website, his picture will be first. So that's real great. Website gets like a million page views a month.
Cool.
And then we have, as I said, Jacob Rosenberg, who's award-winning hairstylist, Charles Thompson, who's award-winning filmmaker, Alex Warber, he just got published in Sad Magazine, then Ebi Emporium, she just got into the retail market where she can show her accessories in 40 stores. These nails just got chosen from Nails Magazine's top 24 of their next top nail artist international competition. Then our pole dance artist, Victoria, she just participated in the BC Pole Fitness Championship. That was just last weekend. Guillaume, he's an artist. He just won an award from the Applied Arts Magazine. So as you can see, there's really talent, and that's what we want to do, right? It should not be for the one who just, you know, plays music on the side with the band on a Wednesday night, but for the one who need the platform, who want to grow, and we can support them not only with these showcase events, but also with other tools that we offer online, and we also actually have our own RAW award show.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks like a really fun show. So, yeah, looking forward for it. You should give away a couple of tickets here for the people.
Yeah, you should. Certainly.
So, our telephone number here is 604-822-2487, 822-2487, 604-822-CITR. Give us a call here, and we'll give you a pair of tickets for that show. And thank you, Jacqueline, for giving us a call.
Thank you so much. Mention one more thing. It will be a 19 plus event, meaning two pieces of ID required, as it is in a nightclub, just to make sure that we have the right winner.
Okay, cool. All right. So, yeah, give us a call here. And thank you, Jacqueline. And I'm going to put a song in the meantime, and then we'll be back here with Jess Cullen and a couple of songs.
Thanks so much for your time. Bye-bye, Osvaldo.
Ciao. That's a Spanish band called Juniper Moon. The song is called Rutina. So, yeah, let's do a couple of songs, no?
Yeah. I'll play... I like all the new stuff now. I still love all the stuff on the album, but I'm used to playing with the band. I'll play, one song off the album now, and then I'll play you another new song called In the Forest. Which
okay.
The plan is to kind of record an EP pretty soon mm-hmm. with the new stuff so that I can... not just play it and actually share it. And thanks again so much for having me on the show. I really
appreciate problem.
This and it's always fun to share and connect with people.
Yeah, no problem.
So this next song is called Anthill.
Swallows you whole. And the night is seized of day, and the day knows no familiar end. So I'm gonna open my mind and pray while I spin around in circles with these people and days with these people I days with these people and whoa.
people I dance, with these people I dance, with these people I dance. It's a very, very acoustic version compared to what the band and I do.
Yeah. Oh, it's really cool. So, Chapa says hello to you.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Yeah.
I actually was going to text him and be like, where the heck do I go on this campus? Because he didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's there listening, and some other people are there listening. You want to send shout-outs to anybody before you play the other song?
Yeah, in case anyone at Zenkai Hair Salon is listening. Hi, thanks for letting me take an hour break. So yeah, just thanks to everyone who's listening and has been supporting the release of the album. Like, I truly appreciate it. And the reason that I make the music is just to share and connect with people. Like, there's no use having an album in my room just to listen to it and, like, like, what's the point in that? So, yeah, I just love connecting with people and also listening to other people's music, playing shows with really great artists. It's a very wholesome feeling in the world that we live in. Yeah.
Cool. So where can people find your CD?
And you can search for Jess Cullen on... Sorry, I'm a coffee addict. That's why there was a swallowing effect there. iTunes, you can search Jess Cullen. It should be available worldwide. At Bandcamp as well. I think it's also, if you want to stream it, it's on RDO, Deezer.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, it should be on most platforms on the internet that distribute music.
Yeah, yeah, so check out Jess Cullen. And so you're going to do another one, a new one?
Yeah, I'll play a new one and then we might take a little break and then maybe I'll finish with a song called... Are we allowed to swear?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta swear online.
If you're singing, yeah.
Asshole, yeah. If I'm singing, yeah, asshole. Yeah. I'll swear that every time I say the word asshole, then I'll sing that song afterwards. This next song's called In the Forest, and it's just a little bit about connecting with yourself in nature.
Okay.
I wrote this song about 6 years ago when I was staring at my cat who died recently, so it's dedicated to my cat, Sammy.
Okay, to Sammy.
I am, and oh, how life is so peacefully grand. And on this mountaintop, I breathe an energy I can hardly conceive. Let the stars fall down on me so I can dance with them in the trees. And I will dance and I will sing until I fall. And there I will lay till it is the morning. Sunrise, awake and feel the beauty of this place. And all the birdies up in the trees, they sing so sweetly. I start to believe I can live without the ghost of you around and the sound of the voice that has dragged me down and down on my knees. I stay to the sun in search of the peace I had before. Heart. of the Far East I stood and declared my soul unto this place, in hope it would show me some patience and grace. Cause the weight of your words will not turn me so sour, and devoured my light. Oh, how I used to be proud, but now I want so bad to break from this hate and the state that you left me in. I am falling.
Cool. So that's a new one?
Yeah. Yeah. Or relatively new. Like the band and I have been learning it for the last month. Well, I started it like 6 years ago with that hook, and then I was just hanging out with my piano and had like a bottle of wine, and I was like, sick. I can't do this again. Oh my God, I'm drinking a bottle of wine. He's an asshole. Blah, blah, blah. In recent times, though, I've learned not to let anyone get under my skin, so I'm doing my best to try to write really cool, happy music from now on. We'll see, though. We're only people.
See what happens.
Experience a lot of emotions. It's hard to
cool.
Hard to stop it.
So you have to go to work, and we're gonna have a show right now at 1:00. So you wanna do the last one
before? Yeah, sure. I'll do one more show for you, song. This song is on the album. It's called Asshole.
Okay. That's Max Heim's favorite song. I don't know if Max is listening.
Max Heim's?
Max Heim. That's his favorite song.
We should be friends, Max, and if you call up, you'll get free tickets to the show that we're playing at with a bunch of other awesome artists on Friday the 23rd.
Yeah.
First in, best dress. They're $20 tickets. That's pretty dope.
Calling Max Heim. Calling Max Heim. Max, are you listening?
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Said you're an asshole. You're an asshole, said you're an asshole. You're an asshole, said you're an asshole. That's as it turns out, you were wrong, cause you're
She kept the house. I'm loving my life and I figured it out. So here's to you and your shitty job. As it turns out, you were wrong, 'cause you're an asshole.
Cool.
I burnt like 500 calories singing that song.
It's hot here. So that's not Max's favorite song. That's the other one, Fuck You Buddy.
Fuck You Buddy, yeah.
Yeah, that's his favorite song. So, Max, are you there?
I'm still here, buddy, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Max, for calling and winning the tickets here.
No problem.
For the Raw show.
Hi.
You going to be there?
Yes. Wait, who are you speaking to?
Yeah, well, she has to sing at that show. I'm going to be there probably for the after party because I have a show at the BX. But I'll be there for around midnight.
Oh, yeah, there'll be lots happening at midnight.
That's not like you get to go to an after party.
Yeah, I know.
Is this like the first one ever?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Have we met before, Max?
Have you met Jess before, Max?
No. I saw her down on the 4th Avenue gig.
At Catalano.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, but I never made it to the thing on the BX.
Yeah.
As you know.
Cool. Okay, well...
this time, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Enjoy bringing a friend along. It's going to be loads of fun.
I'll do that.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to leave you with one last song while the other guy comes here and gets prepared. Thanks, Max, for calling.
Okay, no problem, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you
later. Thanks, Jess, for coming here.
Thank you so much for having me again. It was a pleasure.
No problem.
It worked out very well.
Let's put Lisa's hotcakes, and I'll be back at 2 o'clock, so send your request via Facebook or whatever.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 1 to 2 o'clock fill-in by Tony. And I call it the Hun Nation Show. And once again, we have another episode coming up really quickly. Before that, hopefully I can get the music playing. And hopefully that will work. In fact, I'm going to play you a song by the Groenland from their new album, The Chase. And yeah, so hopefully you guys will enjoy this. Just give me one moment to load it up for you guys, and let me see. All right. Let's see if you guys will enjoy this.
This road, I guess we're ready for goodbye still.